The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare today released its three-yearly National Drug Strategy Household Survey. The survey collects information on alcohol and tobacco consumption and illicit drug use, and also surveys people's attitudes to those things. The Wisani Haswell reports.
The survey of 22,000 people is highly regarded as a good measure of where we as a country are up to in terms of our use of substances. And in this year's survey, there's good and bad news. On the good side, use of opioids and painkillers as recreational drugs is way down. Professor Dan Lubman is Executive Director of National Addiction Treatment Centre Turning Point. He thinks that result points to good policy around the issue.
We've certainly done a lot of work in terms of educating the public and restricting access, and I think that's reflected in that reduction in the use of painkillers in this national survey. I think that's a really great news story. The trend that we were seeing, you know, putting a brake on that and seeing a reduction, I think is related to, you know, to the fact that there's been a number of policy initiatives that seem to be working.
But what about the fact that you've got a rise in things like cocaine and other really hard drugs? Is that more related to a supply, or is that, are people perhaps not using the opioids because they can get the other stuff now?
A couple of things that's coming out of the survey is certainly a view amongst people that they don't see some of these drugs as harmful as they once did. So particularly cocaine and cannabis to some degree. You know, there's a reduction in people's views in terms of the seriousness of these drugs. And I think it speaks to an increasing availability of these drugs on the illicit drug market that makes them more available and more attractive.
One of the other standout findings in the survey is that despite the fears of parents, young Australians are more sensible than ever about drink and drugs. Matt Knopf is CEO of the Ted Knopf's Foundation, which helps disadvantaged young Australians deal with drug and addiction issues.
Current generation of young Australians use less drugs than their parents and their grandparents. So I think that's really important to put into perspective. The kids that we see are often marginalised. They're often traumatised. And so their kind of drug use is different to the normal, I guess, I don't want to say normal, but the average young Australian. The average young Australian will go and, you know, experiment with drugs like ecstasy, and they might even try drinking underage. But they found in this latest study that young Australians are actually experimenting for the first time a little older than they have in the past. So that's really good news as well. That's really good news for the future health of them, because it means that there's less risk of them having problems with drugs later on.
How have the last few months changed the picture that appears in this survey?
Well, I think that's going to be really interesting. I think if you look at what's happened with COVID right now, what's happening with all of us? In the worst situations, we're losing our jobs and it's getting tougher and it will get tougher. In the lighter situations, you and I are finding even mild trauma in the fact that we can't see loved ones as much as we'd like to. We can't touch people. We can't feel that warmth as much as we'd like to. We can't socialise. So you and I are also going to experience that trauma even at a very mild level. And what's that going to do to us? We will tend to want to rely on substances to ease the pain, to self-medicate. You know, you can almost guarantee that people right now are using more illicit drugs than they were a year ago. So I think go back to this study that's just come out and looked at the, you know, 3 years ending, you know, a year ago. I think it's going to look really different 3 years into the future.
Professor Dan Lubman agrees.
These are unprecedented times, and I think while the report's really important in terms of what the world looked like in 2019, things are very different now, and I think we need to take stock and look at what the impact that has on people's alcohol and drug use and mental well-being.
Matt Knopf says that for him, one of the most encouraging parts of the survey results is that there's been a real shift in public attitudes to drug and alcohol problems.
For the first time ever, we've seen that a majority of Australians in this survey shows a majority of Australians want to see drug use treated as a health and safety issue, not as a crime. And I think that's really important. They want to see people with issues, you know, with drugs like ice and so on, being able to be treated and treated humanely. I think that's a really important take-home message for the government. It's time to look at how we treat drug and alcohol issues. It's absolutely a problem. It's not something we turn away from. It's not something we just say, let's legalize everything, but we do need to start thinking about how we treat this as a health issue.
Matt Noffs, CEO of the Ted Noffs Foundation, ending that report by Annie Haswell.